This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Just 12 months after the pandemic broke out in China, Britain's independent medicines regulator gave a green light BioNTech Pfizer drug in double quick time, but insisted safety had come first. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the move highlights a vaccination program will ultimately allow people to reclaim their lives, get the economy moving again. But Johnson says the rollout of the newly approved vaccine will take some time.
There are immense logistical challenges. The virus has got to be stored at minus 70 degrees. Each person needs 2 injections, 3 weeks apart. So it inevitably takes some months before all the most vulnerable are protected.
With over 59,000 deaths from 1.6 million cases, Britain's outbreak remains the deadliest in Europe. In the U.S., federal health officials are urging Americans to skip home as COVID-19 continues in the U.S. AP's Sagar Mani reports.
The CDC's Henry Walk says cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all rising.
The best way to protect yourself and others is to postpone travel and stay home.
It's the same advice as before Thanksgiving, but CDC Travelers Health Chief Cindy Freed says a lot of people ignored it.
And even if only a small percentage of those travelers were asymptomatically infected, this can translate into hundreds of thousands of additional infections moving from one community to another.
If people do leave home, the CDC recommends getting coronavirus tests 1 to 3 days before and 3 to 5 days after travel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the coronavirus pandemic, please go to voanews.com and use the mobile app. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Americans potentially exposed to COVID-19 can quarantine for 10 days, shortening the previous recommendation of 14 days. Studies show that most people develop 5 days after being exposed to the virus. The CDC said its new guidelines are based on new analysis and research. The World Health Organization still recommends a 14-day quarantine period after potential exposure to COVID-19. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met Wednesday virtually with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office, Biden will immediately be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economic recovery brought on by the resurgence of the pandemic, even as the release of vaccines is anticipated later this month. Tens of thousands of new infections are being reported in the U.S. each day, and Johns Hopkins University is reporting the death toll now has topped 270,000, more than in any other country. Delegates of warring sides in Afghanistan announced Wednesday they had agreed on a framework for their peace negotiations aimed at ending the country's protracted conflict. The United States, which brokered the peace process, welcomed the agreement as a major milestone in the peace negotiations involving the Taliban and the Afghan government. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says he is opposed to a bill approved by Parliament to suspend UN inspections and boost uranium enrichment. He says it will be harmful to diplomatic efforts. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The tug of war over the bill, which gained momentum after the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month, reflects the rivalry between Rouhani, a relative moderate, who dominate the parliament, and favour a more confrontational approach to the West. Speaking at a cabinet meeting, Rouhani said his administration does not agree with the bill and considers it harmful for the trend of diplomatic activities. He implied the lawmakers are positioning themselves ahead of elections planned for June. I'm Charles Ledesma.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that the planet is broken and made an urgent appeal for a course correction to avert a climate catastrophe. Fallout of climate change on the planet is impeding efforts to eliminate poverty and imperiling food security. The UN chief of a virtual summit Saturday, marking the 5th anniversary of the Paris Climate Agreement. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.